In fact, literature says that even a priest, when he's offering sacrifice, cannot lift his robe off the ground to keep it out of the blood. There was one rabbi who condemned a man for lifting his robe above his knees while walking through thorns to keep from getting it caught. You just didn't run. You didn't run, first of all, because it wasn't dignified. You didn't run because you moved in a graceful, stately manner. And you didn't run because it would be a shame if anybody saw your lower body. And if you pulled them up high enough and ran hard enough, then they could see more than your legs. This word ran in the Greek is the word for sprinting in a race. This man came out of his house and sprints down the middle of town toward this son. And the people in town in a Middle Eastern village would have been appalled. This indecent, shameful thing. The rabbi said a man should not even jump for fear somebody might see your lower leg. In fact, robes were called mikbdut, which means that which gives me honor. So what is he doing? He's running through town, bringing shame on himself, taking the abuse. This is selfless. This is self-emptying condescension. Why is he doing this? Because he wants, listen to this, to get to the son before the son gets to the village. Because as soon as that son enters that village, he's going to be mocked and scorned and heaped upon with shame and ridicule. And the father runs through town, takes the shame to embrace the boy before he receives the shame. This is downright crazy behavior for a Jewish Middle Eastern nobleman. He embraced him, hugs the pig-scented rebel, and kissed him. In the Greek, kissed him repeatedly. Customary to kiss him all over the head, just kissed him all over the head. Full reconciliation, full reconciliation. No shame for the boy. The father has taken the shame. The father came out of his palatial home, came down, came to the village, sprinted through, took all the scorn and the shame, threw his arms around the boy, kissed him all over the head, and everybody knew.